Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah chapter 32 today, verses 26 through 35. Jeremiah 32, verses 26 through 35 says, "The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I am giving this city into the hands of the Chaldeans and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. And he shall capture it. The Chaldeans who are fighting against this city shall come and set this city on fire and burn it, with the houses on whose roofs offerings have been made to Baal, and drink offerings have been poured out to other gods, to provoke me to anger. For the children of Israel and the children of Judah have done nothing but evil in my sight from their youth. The children of Israel have done nothing but provoke me to anger by the work of their hands, declares the Lord. This city has aroused my anger and wrath from the day it was built to this day, so that I will remove it from my sight because of all the evil of the children of Israel and the children of Judah that they did to provoke me to anger. Their kings and their officials, their priests and their prophets, the men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, they have turned to me their back and not their face. And though I have taught them persistently, they have not listened to receive instruction. They set up their abominations in the house that is called by my name to defile it. They built the high places of Baal in the valley of the son of Hinnom to offer up their sons and their daughters to Molech, though I did not command them, nor did it enter into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin." Now, God here in this passage once again reiterates his promise of judgment for sin. Well, if you were with us yesterday, we ended up with the fact that in the verses just prior to this, Jeremiah is saying to God, "You're right and true in what you've done in judging us because of our sin." But then he also thanks God for his mercy and his grace and the fact that he had promised hope and a future, and the fact that he had told Jeremiah to buy some property from his cousin Hanamel, because in the future, property would be bought again in the land of Israel. And so what I want to show you today is simply this. Jeremiah could have just preached the future blessing. Jeremiah could have just focused on what is to come, because God had made a promise, the future blessing. But Jeremiah would have done his hearers harm if he had only preached the future blessing and didn't deal with the sin that needed to be dealt with in the here and now. Folks, there are preachers out there today that are making their churches full by only talking about the good stuff, only focusing on the positive. One famous preacher was interviewed one time on television, and he said the reason he doesn't deal with sin is because the world is so full of bad stuff, he wants to only focus on the positive. Listen to what Paul said to the believers in Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, verses 25 through 27. He's speaking to the Ephesian elders and the leaders there. He wasn't in Ephesus at the time, but they had met him in Miletus, and he's talking to them. And he says in verse 25 of chapter 20, "And now behold, I know that none of you among whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom will see my face again. Therefore I testify to you this day that I'm innocent of the blood of all, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God." That's today's challenge, folks. Are you a part of a church where they preach the whole counsel of God? Man, we need to preach on the love of God. And many people focus so much on the wrath of God, they ignore the fact that he's God of love and he is love. Yet there are others who focus so much on the love of God, they ignore the fact that there's sin and judgment for sin. There's people out there today that are trying to say that everybody's going to go to heaven. Christians are the ones that know it, and that's why we're the happy ones. But that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible says that wide is the path that leads to destruction, and many go that way. Narrow is the road that leads to eternal life, and few there be that find that. Folks, I want you to understand, Jeremiah would have been a bad preacher if he'd only preached the future blessing and the grace to come. He also dealt with the reality of sin in their lives that was being dealt with at the time and needed to be dealt with. Folks, we can't tell people the good news of Jesus Christ if we don't tell them the bad news. We live in a world in which the world today doesn't even think there's such a thing as sin or right and wrong. Everybody gets to do what's right in their own eyes. So if we come and say, "Well, I got good news, God will forgive your sin through Jesus Christ," they're going to say, "What sin? There's no good news unless there's bad news." Oh, but if they understand the bad news, if they understand their lostness, their condition before God, their sin that has separated them from a holy God, then you can bring them the good news. But folks, they need to understand the bad news first. Be a preacher. If you're listening today and you're a man of God called to preach this word and to teach this word, share with them the whole of Scripture, the judgment of God, the wrath of God towards sin, yet the holiness of God that is also demonstrated in his love and his mercy. Preach the whole counsel of God and get in a church that preaches the whole counsel of God. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.